This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. With Iraq's summer heat gone and the air conditioners turned off, the electricity supply in Baghdad has improved. But Iraqi officials warn that the colder weather will bring a new energy crisis. The power stations aren't generating enough electricity to meet increased winter power demands, and the oil ministry says it doesn't have enough fuel stockpiled to heat homes during the winter months. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Baghdad.
Last Monday, Iraq's electricity ministry had no electricity. Employees walked in the dark through cavernous halls, taking the stairs because there was no power to move the elevators. In one office, a worker read by the light of a kerosene lamp. This blackout was the result of the collapse the previous weekend of the power grid that covers central and southern Iraq. So for much of last week, large parts of Baghdad were dark. This came as a surprise because the electricity supply had improved here over the past month and a half. But now officials at the electricity ministry are predicting further power outages.
It's my opinion that this winter it should be a little hard to the people here.
Ministry spokesman Basil El-Khattab says power consumption typically peaks in both the summer and the winter. The electricity ministry's maintenance teams are working double time to rebuild the country's aging and looted power stations. But Khattab says they'll be lucky if the system's up to meeting the population's electricity demands by next June.
But the big challenge that now we have is to be ready to the summer, to the next summer of next year. This is our now plan that we are doing, not about the winter, because it's too late. We can't do anything. We can't do anything.
Meanwhile, a high-ranking official from Iraq's oil ministry is warning of an even deeper energy crisis. The official, who preferred not to be named, said in the past the Iraqi government stockpiled huge amounts of heating and cooking fuel in anticipation of soaring consumption in winter. Due to the chaos of the last 6 months, however, barely 20% of the kerosene needed to heat homes is now in storage, and supplies of LPG, or cooking fuel, are even smaller. Dan Senor, a spokesman for the U.S. Civil Administration in Baghdad, says the occupation has been importing to prepare for the coming energy crunch.
We have to import kerosene and LPG for domestic consumption. We continue to have to do that because we are not producing oil at a level at this point that is sufficient to generate the byproducts that are necessary, but we're confident we'll get there.
Though the occupation authority is trucking in thousands of liters of kerosene every day, it's still not enough to meet demands. There are already shortages, and it's not even December yet. At this gas station in Baghdad, kerosene vendors, who typically sell fuel from the back of their horse and donkey-drawn carts, have been waiting 6 days for the arrival of a new kerosene tanker truck. Some of their donkeys are getting impatient. Due to the shortage, Haitham El-Dissadeh, one of the wagon drivers here, says the price of kerosene has already doubled. For the first time since the turmoil that followed the Gulf War in 1991, Dissadeh says Iraqis are cutting down trees for a cheaper source of fuel.
This happened in 1991, and now is the same thing happening, that people cut trees to use for cooking or heat, because it's expensive and there is a shortage.
Iraqis like retired police officer Khalil Abu Mwanet are feeling the burden of the higher prices.
The gas is very expensive, yes.
Khalil and his wife and four children rely on a single kerosene stove to heat their cramped two-room house. At the new prices, it will cost them $15 a month just to keep the heater full of fuel. Khalil makes just $20 a month on his pension, so he's looking for work as a petty trader in the bazaar to keep his family clothed and fed.
My wife, she don't let me come to her. If I don't give him money, she said me, get out.
But not all Iraqis are so good-natured about these shortages. Last summer, in the southern city of Basra, prolonged blackouts and gasoline shortages triggered 2 days of rioting. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.